Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. We're doing something a little different today. We actually did record a full episode, and I know it's like the normal release day right now, but we are going to postpone it just a day or two because the protests and all of the serious things going on and the media blackout. We do want to honor that. And you know, let me just back up a little bit here. We recorded an episode, and then Brian and I sat down to just like record an intro to kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, address the elephant in the room. And you know, the more I thought about it, like those deserve to be, you know, not just tacked on to a real episode, but you know, they deserve their own post. And Brian and I both thought about it, and we'll have a full episode for you guys tomorrow. But with this little platform we have, we think this is a very serious issue, and we want to voice our concerns. So, yeah, I hope that makes sense to everyone. And, you know, if you have concerns, thoughts, or want to continue the conversation, feel free to reach out to us. But yeah, like I said, we have the Crashing Dad on this week. I promise we'll put the episode out later, but today, this week, the tone of things, it just doesn't feel right to just carry on business as usual because there's so much, you know, we're about to talk about it. So I'm just going to get right into our, what I'm going to call like a little mini episode here. And yeah, bye. Every podcast I've heard this week has had some sort of preamble just to recognize all the injustice going on right now. And, you know, I keep hearing the silence is violence, and I truly believe that. And, you know, it's a serious issue, and, you know, we should talk about it. I promise it won't be too long, but there's a couple important things to be said here.
Absolutely. Larry, I like that the silence is violence. I totally agree with that. And yeah, I think, you know, we have a podcast. We don't have a crazy amount of listeners, but I think we do. We need to do our due diligence to, you know, to take our stand and to discuss it and hopefully, you know, have some good come out of it.
Right. And we've said this a bunch too, like the same reason, like we talk about the podcast, like we're just like two guys. We don't know anything. And this is the number one thing that we really probably don't know about. But there's some very clear lines here that, you know, you really just have to be a dummy to not understand. And, you know, like obviously two dumb white dudes are not going to give you the vital information you need. And please look into like some great like racism resources. Like all the links are out there. Go on Twitter for like 2 seconds and you'll find someone much more educated on the subject to get the information. But do it. Do something.
Yeah, please do something. And I mean, Larry, you and I are, you know, we're white. We are white as hell. And sure, we have all of these white privileges. And I don't know about you, but I am furious with what is going on in our country. I am furious that there's even a debate of like, should you be mad about this? Like people are talking about this. This should not be a talking point. This should just be, hey, we are going to do this and we're going to change racism and police brutality. And I don't understand how in the hell you can argue that you are you're arguing against human life. Like I said, yeah, we're white and I'm so angry about racism still going on, about police brutality. And then there's the fact that police brutality, it's very common, which is disgusting. And what's even worse is that this disgusting shit that's going on, it just goes unchecked for forever. And now it's an argument. People are saying, no, you should stay in with your police. Yes, okay. You know, but that's not policing at this point. Police brutality is not policing. We could go down a huge rabbit hole for this. I am disgusted just with our country as a whole right now. And we have to do something about it. And I just don't think there's an argument for it. I just think we need to do it. And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. And, you know, I'm not going to bore everyone by trying to say what you said, because I would just butcher it. That was very well put. And
Thanks.
Yeah, you know, do something. I just heard something today about how people are like mad at people on the like black squares and like saying it's like not doing anything. And sure, it's not, but I personally believe, yes, it could, you could do more and you should do more. But at the same time, you're the hillbilly uncle who, you know, is so disconnected from what's going on. That this is how you reach people like that with small movements, like something as stupid as a black square on Instagram. Like,
no, absolutely. I thought it was really awesome just how many people did it. I thought it was, that was cool as hell. And yeah, hopefully that reached someone who maybe, you know, you're some asshole who's on the fence about racism. Hopefully just that little bit, maybe that changed your mind and you were like, shit, you know, people do think it's wrong. Maybe I should think it's wrong too. Even if like that little like thing happens, then the whole thing was worth it.
Right. And then there's the argument of like, oh, I'm not racist. And that's the one that's worse is like, I don't believe any of this should be going on and I'm not racist. Like there isn't a line there. And that's probably where I'm most having like a problem with seeing people, you know, engage with this stuff is like, oh, I don't know.
I agree, Larry. And the last thing I want to talk about is the Black Lives Matter movement. That seems to be a point of argument for many people. And the argument is, why do just Black Lives Matter? All lives matter. And it's really driving me nuts. And the best analogy I saw was there's two guys that walk up to like two houses. One of the houses is on fire. And then the argument is, well, the All Lives Matter guy wants to sprinkle all the houses. So the houses that aren't on fire are getting the hose, not just the houses that are on fire. And it goes longer. But the gist of it is, yes, all lives matter. And yes, there are, society is riddled with problems that need to be fixed, white and black. But right now, the most, you know, burning issue is racism, and that needs to be addressed now before anything else does.
Right. And I think the best way to sum it up is when people say, you know, all lives matter, you know, they don't until Black Lives Matter. And that sums it up for me anyways. And
yeah, you guys, that is, we wanted to at least just use our platform a little bit to briefly explain our thoughts, because Larry and I are both, we've been texting each other every day just about like how outraged we are with what's going on. And again, we're white. Can you imagine what black people are feeling? And Larry and I, we will never know, which is sad as hell. But yeah.
Yeah. So we're definitely not going to have an ad in this episode. We're not going to link to the website or anything like that, but we are going to provide some resources in the description. Please just,
ooh, yeah. And then Larry, sorry to cut you off, but you linked something to our account, right?
Yeah. You know, it's just a local Michigan bail fund. And if you've seen our Instagram, we've had a gentleman disagree with us on that. But what it comes down to is it really is for people who've been mistreated by police. It doesn't support looters. And you know what? Even if a looter and a rioter gets released for this, you know, that I don't care. That,
yeah,
I'll have a bad apple receive charity. And that might even turn their life around. Like, you don't even know. Like, the fact that, like, the first grace that they've ever seen, or that,
yeah,
if one bad person gets a benefit from this, I'm so fine with that. If 25 bad people get I think you get what I'm saying. Like, the overall good is so clear, and if you don't see it, then you're more than welcome overall, to not engage with the podcast anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the overall, yeah, the good, there really aren't any benefits besides you know, maybe helping someone out with their bail that is guilty of something. But yeah, Larry, you put it better. So
yeah, it's so hard for me too, because it's like, we're just like a mountain bike beer drinking
podcast. No, yeah.
It's like, who the fuck are these guys to tell me about this? And it's like, I don't know. But at the same time, I feel so much worse saying nothing. So,
oh, we had to do something. And I think what we said was good.
Yeah, I hope so.
We get a slew of emails. You guys said something in this way. Now I hate you.
You know what? If our last episode of the podcast, we lose all of our listeners is for this reason, then they're not the listeners we wanted to engage with in the first place.
So be it. Absolutely.
Have you, I don't know about you, but like my Twitter feed is nothing but like Cops Gone Bad, basically. It's like watching an episode of Cops, but in reverse. And it's just like so jarring and just like, it's, you know, like this is when you see it, but it's always been going on. And that's like why it's such a big deal. And it's so much more than, you know, George Floyd that started this. It's what's actually actively happening.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a lot of, I saw this video floating around. This black woman who says that she does not support George Floyd or something. And people keep posting that are kind of, you know, pro police in this issue. And it's driving me nuts because it's like, George Floyd is, but he was the spark that started this whole fire. It's been so bad for so long, that I don't understand how people just, they can't realize that. And yeah, like you saw all those cop videos, or it's like, yeah, of course it looks bad because people are putting these compilations of videos together, but also it's like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. How were like, they're not fake videos. They're all fucking real. That all happened.
Mm-hmm. And then like the first argument you hear is like, yeah, well, what about all the rioters and the looters? Like, that's the reason they're doing this. It's like not one video of like bad cops have I seen come from them stopping a looter or a rioter.
No, it is like rubber bullets shot at people's porch.
Or kids eight-year-old pepper sprayed. Yeah.
8-year-old fucking pepper spray. Are you serious? I've seen a couple of them of police, you know, pushing elderly down, and it's like, what? There's a video of police slashing water bottles at a protest.
Those ones are the worst. And it's like, these are resources that people have stockpiled to help like people. Like, you're in a mass crowd of like people, like that's like dehydration is like a real thing. Like you're taking away basic needs at that point when literally your job is to serve and protect.
Your job is to serve and protect. Your job is not to use violence like that. Yeah. You're at the bar and someone calls you a fucking pussy. You can punch them. That's okay. If you're a policeman and someone spits in your face and calls you a pig. No, you do not get to shoot them.
No,
it is your job. You are supposed to have gone through training. This is what you are here to police. You are not here to cause harm. There's the argument of, well, of course, every profession has bad apples. And I saw this. Chris Rock said this. I was hilarious. He was like, yeah, I've heard that argument about, you know, most police are good. There's just a couple bad apples. And he was like, yeah, I get it. Being a cop is hard as hell. But all of you have to be good. You can't have bad cops. That's like Delta Airlines saying, yeah, most of our pilots are great. But some of them, they just like to crash into mountains.
Right. I saw that too. And it's, or maybe you told me, but yeah, that's right on.
And that sounds funny. But it's so true and blatantly obvious that it doesn't make sense. You cannot have individuals policing other individuals with deadly weapons that are, you know, bad apples. Like, what the fuck? Come on.
You know what else bugs me too is like those bad apple argument guys of like, oh, it's just a couple bad apples. Most policemen are good. It's like those are the same people. I mean, at least 95% of the time, the ones who say, well, all these protesters are looters and rioters and criminals out there. It's like,
no, absolutely.
So outliers 100%. Work when they're cops, but not when they're fighting for a global movement. Gotcha. Okay. Fucking dummy.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's fucking infuriating.
You know what else? Like, okay. There's this video of like, and I'm sure you've seen these too, of just like the ultimate like Trump dudes just like outside with their AK-47s like in a row, like protecting, like there's this one where they're just protecting a GameStop
Jesus. Were they licking the guardrail to show that COVID's not real too?
Exactly. So they're on the roof of a GameStop with automatic weapons, like ready to fucking kill someone apparently for stealing the new Call of Duty. Like, these are the dudes who are the problem right now.
Oh my God.
Also, like, you know what bugs me too is like all these people who are like, they're like, I've seen it worded as like hero fantasy guys. Like, they just want to be they own an AK-47 or like a handgun just because they like play out fantasies in the head of like an active shooter and they get to save the day, or like people like, you know, are rioting now, so I get to take out my gun and I hope one of these motherfuckers throws a brick at me so I can shoot all of them. Like, that seems like the scariest mentality. That's like who else with what no, are they really thinking? Like, that's what they are thinking. Why would you have like an automatic weapon in a crowd of people if not to like scare and intimidate? Like, that's so fucked up.
I think that's what a lot of the police mentality is, because they've never used these weapons before, and they're just like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to shoot people. And
they're talking in like the locker room or wherever they put their fucking robo suit on, and they're like, oh, I fucking hope one of these stupid people get to cross that line. I get to beat the shit out of them. Like, you know that's what they're saying.
Yeah, they're like, hey, Tom, have you ever shot that rubber bullet gun? No, but I can't wait to tonight.
Yeah. Did you see the video of like they're all on a riot van, like holding on, and then like two of the guys falls off.
And
one of them like stood up, but the guy who fell on the ground quickly turned around and shot his pepper spray, like instinctively, like at no one.
What? Just
like that was his instinct, is like, I'm embarrassed, I fell off this thing, and oh, maybe I should just spray a non-lethal, but spray a weapon into the air at nobody because he's fucking embarrassed. Because
like, I'm angry.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. No, I have not seen that. There are endless videos of shit that are just disgusting.
Yep. It's a wild time, and I don't know. I just don't know.
It is, but the good thing is I think murder hornets have disappeared.
I saw a funny tweet that's like, so apparently murder hornets got the memo and said, I'll wait. They're like, I'll come back later.
they read the room.
Yeah, maybe.
And they're like, oh, bitch, we out.
I think it literally did say that, actually. You know, we'll leave it here, and just I encourage you guys, you don't have to donate, you don't have to do anything, but maybe take a look. That's all I have. How about you, bud?
That's all I have too. And I want to end just this closing, or well, yeah, this beginning with just everybody love everybody and help those in need that you can.